Tamei omrim mekaneach yadav b'mapa umenicha al hashulchan. You dry your hands with a towel, and you should leave the towel on the table, as opposed to putting it down on the chair or couch where you're sitting. Why can't you put it down where you're sitting? Because Beis Shammai is concerned that if you put it down on the couch and the towel is still somewhat wet from your drying it, and the couch might be tame, it might be a sheni latama or a rishon latama, which would make the drops on the towel become a rishon latama, like we explained earlier. And then, if you were to wipe your hands during the meal, then they would become tame from the water drops on the towel. However, you're allowed to put it on the table, because Beis Shammai holds that you're not allowed to use a table which is tamei. Because if you use a table that's tamei, that might be metamei, the truma which you're eating. So therefore, you should put the towel on the table and not on the chair. Uveis Hillel omrim al hakeses. On the contrary, you're allowed to put the towel down on the cushion on the chair that you're sitting, but not on the table, because Beis Hillel holds you're allowed to use a table which is a sheni latuma, and we're not concerned that you're going to thereby metame truma which you're eating, because kohanim are careful, and therefore the water on the cloth or the napkin or the towel will be metame the ochel. But if you simply put it on the cushion, there's nothing to worry about. Perek Ches, Mishnah Dalet. The following Mishnah is talking about washing mayim achronim. The halacha is that you have to wash mayim achronim after you eat, before you bench. The Gemara explains that this is because of melech stomis, because of salt from stome, which is misame eseinayim, which can possibly blind a person or injure their eyes. There's a discussion whether this halacha continues to apply nowadays when we don't have melech stomis and there doesn't seem to be any substance that we know of that would cause injury to one's eyes if their hands aren't washed. Nevertheless, at the time of the Mishnah and the Gemara, it was presumed that you had to wash mayim achronim. The question is, do you have to clean the table before you wash mayim achronim, or is it okay to wash mayim achronim and bench and then clean the table? First you should clean the table, and then you should wash mayim achronim. Why is this? Because the mayim achronim water, which is dirty and disgusting and perhaps even dangerous, would ruin any food which it falls on. And if you have some food left on the table, if you have some crumbs, so then it would ruin those crumbs. Now, generally, there's an isser to ruin food, and especially bread. Bread is, because it's the staff of life, the prohibition against ruining it is even more severe. However, it's only usser to ruin bread if the bread is the size of a kezayis, the size of an olive. Less than that is garbage. You don't have to worry about ruining it. Beis Shammai says that you might have crumbs that are bigger than a kezayis left on your table by the time you bench. And therefore, if you wash mayim achronim, some of the mayim achronim water might drip on those crumbs that are larger than a kezayis and ruin the bread. Uveis Hillel omrim notlin liadayim ve'achar kach mechabdin es habayis. You may first wash mayim achronim and then clear the table. The Gemara explains that's because Beis Hillel holds that a shamis will know that it's necessary to clear the table from all crumbs that are larger than a kezayis so that they don't get ruined by the mayim achronim water. And Beis Shammai says, no, you can't presume that the Shamus will know that. And Beis Hillel says, yes, because you can't use a Shamus who is an Amharetz. Here we actually paskin like Beis Shammai that you are allowed to use a Shamus that's an Amharetz. Perek.